You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
Alejandro from Red Bar's in the house, aka Alex. Aka, got any other nicknames? Oh, hang on. Got any secret Tinder profile names we need to know?
I thought we weren't going to talk about that.
What we are going to talk about, though, is before we get off the bat here, we're going to name... We've got a DJ Shadow ticket. It's perplexing my brain, but we do. And the best name for this cocktail gets a DJ Shadow ticket. It always seems like a great sporting chance for anybody to come in there with 5395 text. That's the text line, 5395. As you hear the cocktail being constructed, send in your texts. And you get a chance to win a DJ Shadow ticket. It's that simple, really.
It's pretty nice, really.
Yeah,
it's
a great thing.
We're going to be nice to someone today.
What's on the menu? What do you got over there? Do I see rosé?
No, you see rose liqueur.
Oh, right.
But it's not rosé. It is rosé in color.
Damn it, taking it.
Smell that.
Oh, it's got rose, like rose, someone squeezed roses into here.
Something like that.
Yeah
sure. Some French guys did.
Wait, everything's bon.
Today I'm making a variation of a Mary Pickford, which is a...
Who the hell
basically
is that?
A pineapple daiquiri.
Is that a person?
Oh my God.
Yeah, Mary Pickford founded the Screen Actors Guild New York with a few people back in the early 19-somethings.
Phil's acting like I'm such a philistine now. But she's not actually that important, eh?
Like, she's actually quite...
She didn't like save lives or anything.
Does that mean someone's important? Are you not important then?
Yeah,
what's important is this cocktail, actually.
Yeah, let's get the cocktail. That's all I care about.
Hey, strangely enough, that rose drink didn't smell that good. Like, it kind of has a weird twin. You know how roses just don't really smell sweet?
I reckon it smells nice.
Too much of a good thing, I reckon, in one bottle.
All right, so what I've done is I've squeezed the juice out of half of a large lime. I love this time of year. The limes get good, and they're mostly New Zealand grown.
Yes.
Then I've taken a, 2 centimeter thick wide pineapple piece, chopped it all up, and squished it down into here.
Do you got any spares of those, or just the one?
Nah.
Okay, carry on.
I did eat
no
a
reason,
little bit.
No reason.
Now what I'm going to do
pineapple and mango, dude. Number one, number two.
Always bring you a piece.
Right. So, are those your favorite fruits?
They're the best fruits.
My favorite fruits are apples and bananas.
This is just so standard.
Exactly. You can never go wrong.
Now, you've been quite gentle with the rose water there.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, I've just put 2 bar spoonfuls in. Now, this is the other thing I'm using, which is...
Can it run away on you, that rose
a
stuff?
A cherry...
What the fuck? That's not cherry anymore. What color is that? Looks like flat Coke you're putting in there.
It's a French low alcohol, 16% cherry liqueur.
Mm. That's his bon.
Smell that. It's delicious.
Smell this. Smell that.
And now
we're
going to put in the important stuff, which is the rum. I'm using the Plantation 3-Star.
It kind of smells like lim chow a little bit, eh?
Our go-to.
No, it does not.
Like lim chow. Jeez.
What?
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm going to smell the rum now.
It's getting everything wrong tonight.
You need to smell the rum as well.
John, that's what John would want.
Where is John at the moment?
R.I.P.
Skiing.
Dog. No,
he's in the States, wasn't he?
No, now he's in Mexico.
Whoa. Yeah.
He was on top of them pyramids.
Them pyramids.
Looking white and touristy as all hell.
That's because he's been in Canada.
This rum's got a little... My nose is really grunty today.
Really grunty?
Yeah, it's like everything's a bit
pretend
in my nose.
What are you mean doing?
I don't know what it means.
I just had a little taste and it needs a little bit more lime juice.
Lime juice. Muddle it in. What's going on now? Oh, yeah, that's a nice little utensil you got there.
And now?
That looks like a foxtail rookie.
What the
fuck is that?
That, you know, the thing you throw with, and it's got like the streamer on the end of it, and you throw it at the beach and you have fun and you hug your parents
can't
and stuff.
Relate.
It looks like, it's like a Nerf ball. Can't relate.
That's what it looks
I'm
like.
I'm out. Can't relate. Oh, the Rose Shadow. First name for that cocktail. Ooh. Not bad. Thanks, Hamish. 5395 for your DJ Shadow tickets. Just name this cocktail, ladies and gents.
All right. So I've given it a quick shake, and now I'm just going to strain it out.
That's a really pretty glass, by the way.
Yeah,
I like those glasses.
This is one of my favorites.
Mm.
I think it's pronounced
pretty. You get,
pretty.
Favorite glasses,
pretty.
And then they get stolen or broken, which is really sad.
Yeah. especially if you're like, oh, it's got to be even numbers as well. So you've got to break a glass after one's broken as well.
No, what are you doing? Every time you break a cup in your house, you have to smash another one. You're like, shit, throw it against the wall.
I'm a little bit Greek.
All right. I'm just going to put a little bit of this on the side.
Yes. Mm.
And now this week, the chi is just to cleanse your palate after you've had
Yeah, definitely.
All right, there we go. So when we get to the last one, it's going to be
Burning. Oh, you go first.
So pretty.
You're right there.
I'll go first. I'm right here. All right.
Interesting color. It's deep in color. It's come out of not the color that I expected it was going to be. What's done that?
Oh, shit. That's good. That's real.
Success.
That's. I would drink like 10 of those.
Look at one bubble's
and
real big in the middle.
Dead.
It looks
and
like a fucking eyeball.
Yeah, not be managing.
So I'll go through the ingredients again. I did.
Oh, hell. It's good. It is good.
I did 2 bar spoons of the liqueur de rosé from my Sombron. Also from my Sombron is the Briotet, which is a sort of a cherry brandy, cherry liqueur. It's only 16%. And then 60 mils of the 3-star plantation rum, a whole lime in the end of lime juice, and then that wedge of pineapple that was crushed into it. And then I've put a floater of the rose liqueur over the top.
Nice. It's delish.
Yeah, that's not what I expected in the best way possible.
It cuts through. It has a few nice layers, shall we say. I'm just trying to use better words here. Someone's just... red sunset. That's nice.
It's not very red.
It's not red, though.
But
yeah.
It looks a
not
bit like
red.
A sunset.
I would have accepted rose sunset. I would have accepted
like
rose
a muddy sunset,
sunset
color.
5395. Someone's gone with rose, eh? There is a DJ Shadow ticket up for grabs. We'll take entries for a little while. 5395.
I'm still vibing with the first one.
The first one's
Shadow
good,
Rose,
eh?
Yeah. That's a pretty damn nice name.
I'm going to call it the shit that's nice. and then a dash with like pearl, with quotation marks.
Well, it fucking is.
What's going on at Rhubarb, PS?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing bulgogi beef, so Korean, and a lettuce leaf with kuma noodles.
That word again?
Bulgogi.
Bulgogi. Yeah. It's Korean, the bridge. It's Korean, then mad eyebrows.
And I like making everything into a taco, so I've got lettuce leaves and pickled carrot and then kimchi and stuff.
Yo.
Yum.
It's going to be mean. Oh, I made you get the little peanuts?
Mm. Yeah.
That are like slightly like sweet. And I've learned how to make them, so I made a whole bunch of them.
Teach a man to fish. Shit. Name of the cocktail, whole lot of rose. Hmm.
There's not Shepherd's, that much rose in it.
Kiss from a Rose?
Shepherd's Warning,
ooh,
isn't it?
Kiss from a Rose is
yeah,
good.
Yeah, as an
Jay, give us your name, by the way, if you want this DJ Shadow ticket, 5395, and name the cocktail. Hey, P.S., this is the last one.
This is it.
Well, the last one with Red Bar, anyway.
The last one with Red Bar, the last one with me. I'm going traveling.
It's been such a pleasure, bro. Thank you so much.
It's going to be good.
It's been a wonderful ride.
Has been. Very enjoyable and tasty ride.
We'll
thank you to all the previous co-sponsors.
Right on.
Because we had so many.
Yeah. We'll see you around the planet, I suppose.
Yeah, man. Totally. I might report in from where I am.
Oh, yeah.
Do it, John.
Yeah, you should. Yeah. Right on.
Yummy, yummy. That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.